obviously from a church background, there's a lot of emphasis on statements of truth, stories from the word, all of that as the basis for creating remains. But it's much, much bigger than that. Remains, like when you think about it, everything right down to the most external level of life, right down to the sensory corporeal level of life, is provided by the Lord to support the regeneration of the human race. That's what it's for. So even the impressions of the wind on your face as you stand in front of an ocean scene or something like that, you know, all these are impressions that build a capacity for us to be and to feel. And so, you know, that's one aspect. And then you can get to more kind of human generated things in the field of entertainment, you know, like movies and all of that. The messages that are conveyed through movies and things like that, they can't help themselves. There will always be an epic produced every few years that contain all those kind of principles that have a spiritual origin. So, you know, so it's constantly being put out there. And as one who was raised without any kind of traditionally or orthodox type remains, I just take it as living proof that there's a lot more to the instilling of these things than we might think. And they're not only things that are invested by an external way, there are also things that are invested by an internal way. I mean, the Lord is flowing from an internal plane into the external. So there's a constant effort to put the mind into a form that's receptive in some way. And, you know, it's a powerful thing. And the interesting thing, there's an interesting statement in here that caught my eye, which was, so 5291. And the very last part of subsection, so subsection 12. And it says this thus demonstrates that a fifth part means the forms of good and truth which a person has received from the Lord, who has stored them away and preserved them in that person for future use when there is a famine, that is, when there is an absence and deprivation of goodness and truth. For unless the Lord stored away in a person such forms of good and truth, there would be nothing to raise him up in a state of temptation and vastation, and consequently to make it possible for him to be regenerated so that he would be left without any means of salvation in the next life. So, you know, there are some who come into things in this life. And there are others whose storehouses won't be opened up until the body's put off. So there's all these different states that, and the Lord is, you know, in the midst of it all.